let's talk a little bit about the span of the flock that you're speaking to. You're speaking to Lutherans, certainly. That's within the frame. It's not just Lutherans, though. ELCA, Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, some people may not know what that means, but my take on it is that's the liberal end of Lutheran perspective as opposed to Missouri or Wisconsin Synod, which generally tend to be politically theological, more orthodox or conservative. But still, there's a span within the ELCA churches, too. They're not all equally. And I do want to ask you a little bit about Grace Lutheran, because they're a case in point right here in Eau Claire. Generally, in the span of ELCA churches that you know of, that you've had firsthand experience of, is there a welcoming for this eco-spiritual approach that you bring?
I would say, in general, there is a cautious, timid curiosity. So that falls short of kind of a warm welcome. I think there are certain things that make Lutherans, I'm a lifelong Lutheran. I can't imagine being anything other than Lutheran. But we have our share of warts within our Lutheran identity. And one of those things is that we rarely are at the forefront of leading movements to respond to social issues. And so even around the issue of climate change, I think that Lutherans will tend to be thoughtful, cautious, and probably more cautious than I would prefer in how we respond. But one of the other things that distinguishes Lutherans is that we have really a pretty high view of respect for human intellect, respect for science. And so what makes us citizens of the world is that we have an interest in listening to what science tells us and wrestling with that. And so we may not race to the front of the pack in how we make a response, but we listen thoughtfully. We consider what the evidence is. So I think that Lutheran churches are ripe for this conversation, but I would also say that while it happens to be Grace Lutheran Church in Eau Claire that has invited me in, I don't think that a response to climate change is going to be limited to any one denomination, and I would say that I see myself as a person who's eager to enter into conversation with a whole range of Christian communities, because the other piece of how we need to respond is that we need to respond by joining hands with other communities, and we need to respond by recognizing that there may be particular notes in a response that we Lutherans hit best of all, but that there will be Methodists and Unitarians and Presbyterians and Catholics, a whole range of other communities of faith, Quakers as well, who are eager to be part of shaping a response to climate change, and that we all have gifts that we're going to need to bring together in that.